Thousands fewer teachers, fewer city-funded childcare slots, and fewer firehouses were prominent features of the last budget proposal of Mayor Bloomberg's extended terms in City Hall, unveiled yesterday. The $70.1 billion spending plan is slightly less than what the city will have spent in the current fiscal year when the books are closed at the end of June, and the mayor was able to boast that his plan would not raise taxes on anyone. But with even more proposed reductions in education spending and the potential loss of hundreds of millions of dollars from the state because the city missed a deadline for having a teacher evaluation system in place, education advocates are far from pleased with Bloomberg's plan.
It's a bit frustrating as a parent because I am a public school parent. I have 8 children, 3 currently in the public school system.
Zakiya Ansari is a spokesperson for New Yorkers for Great Public Schools.
But I'm doing this to work a long time, and I've yet to see the mayor join us in Albany or go to Albany to fight for more funding for schools. And often what he does is comes back to the city and says, oh, well, the state is going to cut us funding, so we have to cut teachers or cut really valuable programs.
It's not just the budget as allocated tax funds go that is of concern here. The mayor and the teachers union have yet to arrive at a formula for teacher evaluations. There are millions of dollars in funding at stake. Why hasn't the mayor been able to come to any kind of agreement with the teachers union?
I wasn't at the table, but what I've heard, and if I'm not mistaken, he might have said himself, was that it wasn't the deal that he wanted. He wanted it much longer, even though other cities and districts were fine creating a one-year deal. He wanted an unlimited deal of this nature. And I think from a mayor who often says this fight and this argument around education is not about adults, it's about the children. He totally made it about himself. He sent negotiators to a table to make the deal. The deal was made, and when they came back to share it with him, he says no. So where does the accountability start? It's always somebody else. And I think both of them, as adults and groups that it has to do with children, they both have to come to an agreement. But when an agreement is made and then the mayor reneges on it, when does the accountability turn towards him to say, what are you going to do to make sure that this goes through?
What did you see as the impact of the loss of teachers under the mayor's proposed budget?
We've faced this before. As, like I said, an advocate constantly going to Albany to fight for rather this campaign for fiscal equity money or just non-cuts to education and more money into the schools as a whole, clearly the loss of any number of teachers is going to have a devastating impact on children in schools. We won't have programs, we won't have teachers to be able to run quality, if we have any, after-school programs in regards to them being all cut. We won't have teachers to provide extracurricular activities, to be providing just basic needs of extra help or support or enrichment when it comes to reading, math, science, and all those other great things that we know children need in school. And so it's just frustrating. Again, this is not the first time I've heard the mayor kind of put it back on the state, knowing that what's going to happen and what's going to be devastating is going to be to these children. We really need to make sure that this doesn't happen. And again, I challenge the mayor to go to Albany. He has the largest bully pulpit of anybody in this city. If he wants something done, we know he can move it.
Among the other items on the chopping block are cuts to city-financed childcare, cutting 20 firehouses. These are cuts that the mayor suggests seemingly every year, and he gets beaten back during the final budget negotiations with the city council. Does he open with this because children don't vote? Why does he go after children and firehouses every year?
Wow, that's an inquiring minds would like to know. And imagine, as a parent, right, every year you have to go through this. I think a lot of it is a scare tactic. But you're using our kids, once again, he uses our children as these political pawns to move and get what he wants, to spark fear in community members and others, as opposed to providing solutions to this. So we know how important early childhood education is. 25 years of research shows how important it is that young children across this city, especially in neighborhoods of color, parents can't afford to pay for a special great program for their kids, that they have quality early childhood education because it does amazing things throughout their whole school life. They're more likely to not drop out. They're more likely to be engaged in school, less likely to go to prison. I mean, just ready for first grade as soon as they hit the door, you know. So we know that's something that's a proven research that shows. But so every year we have to go through fighting against teacher cuts, fighting against cuts to early childhood education, fighting against all these other things that we know really support schools and support our communities. And I think that's a great question. Like, why is it? And while the children can vote, we as parents do vote. But what we've known for many years, and we've heard the mayor say on many occasions, and, you know, pardon me, but every time I get a chance to put this out there, I like to put it out there because I think this encompasses what he feels about parents and community. In May 2011, when parents were pushing back against the school closures, 24 school closures in New York City, he responds on a radio show, well, these parents never had a traditional education, so they don't know what a good education looks like. I think that says a lot about what he thinks about parents and community members in this city, and it's not a good thing. So we have somebody that ran as an education mayor, and I think he's going to leave this city in shambles.
Mayor Bloomberg is a lame duck mayor at this point. He cannot run again. What kind of pressure can you bring to the bargaining table to see that the cuts that he's proposing to child care slots and education in the city do not transpire? And what are you going to demand of anyone who comes into office after him?
That is the question. That is, because we believe that in November, I don't know what day the election is, but the day right after that, will be a referendum on the mayor's failed policies in the city. And so we'll do what we've always done, which is organize, right? Engage parents, engage community members, educators and others to push back against this. We have a voice. Voice is very important. And as we move on into Black History Month and knowing the civil rights movement and all kind of movements happened and we were able to shift conversation from everyone getting together and saying this is not right. I know I've been many press conferences, not just on education, but a whole lot of other issues pushing back. And in some things, we've been able to move. But I think collectively as a city, collectively as the people that are impacted by these policies that the mayor is pushing down, that we can make a difference. And I know that here in New York City, we filed this Title VI complaint with the Office of Civil Rights, and they've agreed to investigate the 26 closed schools. So we're getting some momentum. It is that power of figuring out what we need to do to really protect our children.
Zakiya Ansari is a spokesperson for New Yorkers for Great Public Schools.